everybody. Jay Rodenbeck. I'm planning manager with the Development Review Services Division of the Planning Department. I'll be officiating this informal meeting.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And so the first case, well, let me just briefly explain. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got quite a few decision cases today. Those will go first. And then those are items number 1 through 9, and those will be followed up by items 10 through 17, which are sketch plats and plans, which are just DFT comments on future applications. And I'll just note that all these meetings that we're going to be having with you are informal. These are all administratively reviewed cases, so this is a totally informal meeting, but please feel welcome to ask any questions that you have of DFT staff on any comments they have or anything else that pertains to your application. So let's get started with item number 1, PR 2025-020118. This is an EPC final sign-off at 8810 Montgomery Boulevard Northeast. Is the applicant's team here?
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
If you would, please briefly go over your request with us.
All right. Thank you, Jay. This is Jackie Fishman. And as you said, this is a EPC approved site plan that we're seeking final sign off. It's a old site that never was completely developed. The old site plan had two additional buildings behind the AutoZone and the credit union on the site plan, and they were never built. These two parcels are owned by Presbyterian Health Services, and they sought to replace the two buildings with a parking lot. We're here for final sign off. The submittal includes old sheets and new sheets, all collated together as the EPC planners required. And I'm here with the project architect, Kevin Georges, and also the project engineer, Justin Shara. So we're all here for questions or answers or whatever.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Kevin, Justin, you guys got anything else to add?
No, that pretty much says it all.
All right.
I concur.
We're going with the DFT comments then. Let's start with the water authority, Bob.
Good morning, Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We had no objection.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to hydrology, Anthony.
Yep, we have an approved drainage plan, and hydrology has no objection to approval. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation next. Is it Sertil or Ernest?
Transportation has an approved TCL dated on 8/27/2025, and we have no objection.
All right, thanks, Sertil. Let's go to parks next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We don't have any comments or objections to this site plan.
All
Thank
right,
you.
thank you. Let's go to code next. Jacob, did Jeff get us any comments?
This is Jeff Palmer with Code
Oh, hey,
Enforcement. I
Jeff.
have no comments and no objections.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Good morning.
All right, and let's finish up with planning comments. I think Marcelo.
Good morning, Marcelo with Planning. I just had a couple comments on this one. First of all, planning staff defer to other DFT members to determine whether any additional infrastructure needs to be financially guaranteed. And the last one being that there's a lot delineation issue in this section of the parking lot, as you notice on page 3 of your comment memo. So the parking space is gonna be delineated by a lot line. And you can just show sheet number 4, Robert. That way you can see it on the screen.
Hey Jackie, I also saw it looked like on the signature blocks, you just need to make sure you got the correct signature blocks, you got the project and application number. It looked like you had an old pre posse, pre-IDO project
Oh,
number.
Really? Okay.
Like it. If you go back to the first sheet, Rob, could you go back to the first sheet? I thought I saw that. Keep going. Not that one.
It's a second sheet.
Oh,
Take
okay.
a seat. All right.
There's Megan
Hey,
Rickwagon.
I saw on project number 10100300. So yeah, just get that corrected. And Jackie, you have anything to talk about? I mean, it's only one parking space that I think we saw. But we don't need to have those. Yeah.
I guess I don't really understand the comment, and it's a lot delineation issue. Parking spaces cannot be delineated by a
Yep.
lot line. What does
That's
that
correct.
mean?
Well, it means that if that, I mean, you don't want to have a lot line going through, I mean, you don't want to have a lot line going through a parking space. And that's been a pretty consistent requirement we've had here, at least since I've been
So
here.
the lot line goes in the middle of a parking space. These lots are owned by the same entity. So, and I don't know, and Justin may need to jump in, but at some point we had to widen the landscaped island to the east, and I don't know if that created an issue here.
Yeah, and we were wondering if you could make you shrink that landscape island just a bit. I mean, it's just one parking spot. And this is an EPC sign-off, so we could probably look at this differently. I know with platting, though, we don't allow that, but with at least for newly created lot lines, but
That's, yeah, it's not newly created. And so what you're saying is the lot line could go along a striped line of the parking
correct.
space?
Yes, to delineate the spaces.
Okay.
I mean, we're looking at it from
And
the.
the spaces are delineated by the paint on the pavement,
Well,
but
yeah, but if one of those lots sold in the future, it's from the perspective of if that lot sold in the future, which may never happen, but if it did, cleanly separating the parking spaces so you don't have a parking space just cut in the middle by a lot
okay.
line. That landscape island looks like it could be shrunk a little bit. And again, this isn't the end of the world or anything like that. And this is a final sign off. If EPC let it go, then maybe we can too. But we really, this is not something that we typically allow.
Jackie, let's just make those three spaces into two. Put the stripe right on the property line.
Okay. We'll just have wide spaces.
Right.
Okay. That's our solution.
All right. Hey, Marcelo, can you note that into the chat, please?
Or we can make it into, four motorcycle spaces.
You guys good on parking, Kevin?
What's that?
Are you guys good on parking? Like, are you way well over the minimum
Oh,
allowed?
we have the required parking, but just because we're doing an expansion on the building, we still have the required parking, but they want the employees to park over here.
Sure. So there's no issue with that. Just making sure.
No,
No.
no, we're above the minimum required.
Well, I think what we can do is give you guys, I mean, you guys can deal with it however you feel like it's best for the development to deal with it. We'll just put a general condition for sign off that the plan be revised to address that delineation issue, and we'll be good. Other than that, no other DFT comment. DFT staff had any comments on this other than us. And the other only other comment is the project and application numbers being added to the site plan. That's super super simple.
Okay.
Jackie, there's no infrastructure listed for this, right?
No.
Correct. Okay. Then that's it. Marcelo, you want to get that into the chat, or do you want me to do that?
I'm working on that.
Okay. Just needs to be very vague, just noting that that parking space delineation issue needs to be resolved by the applicant. And then we can consider this approved with those two conditions, and we'll get you a notice of decision as soon as we can.
Okay, yeah, we'll get this back to you right away. We're really anxious to get this signed off. So, all right.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks, Jackie. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to